Welcome back, conspiracy theorists. This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and I am your host, Conspiracy Cole. Without further ado, thank you for tuning into Conspiracy, Mystery, and Misery, a podcast where we will have your mind thinking and your fingers typing, dying to get to the bottom of what really happened. So come with me and take a dive into some of the world's most questioned conspiracies, and together, work on getting to the bottom of it all. Without further ado, going off of this weekend and the crazy events that have happened in the past, I felt it was only right to touch on the conspiracy theory that 9/11 may have just been an inside job. In a series of coordinated terror attacks, nearly 3,000 people lost their lives during the events of September 11, 2001, with thousands more injured and over 2,000 responders eventually losing their lives due to illness related to their time working at what was called Ground Zero. On that day in 2001, Americans watched, stunned, as two planes hit the Twin Towers in New York City, while a third struck the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and a fourth crashed into a field outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. September 11th took its place in history as the date of the most deadly foreign attack on American soil, passing up Pearl Harbor. Maybe it's because of the scale loss, you might say, that nearly 3,000 people could be killed within a few hours on a sunny September morning. Or because of the lies that have been told to the American people to sell them on endless wars that followed attacks. But the subject of 9/11 has always been a playground for conspiracy theorists like myself. One of the most prevalent theories is that the administration of President George W. Bush, quote-unquote, did 9/11, or at least knew about it and let it happen, because the administration wanted to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq for oil. Many 9/11 theories branch out of the core conspiracy that 9/11 was an inside job. The proof? Supposedly the Twin Towers, you know, could have only collapsed the way they did as a result of controlled demolition, which is a false conspiracy. Another favorite among conspiracy theorists is that the Pentagon was hit by a plane, but not a missile. A number of prominent figures on the right, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, have peddled conspiracy theories about 9/11. According to Slate, InfoWars, radio host Alex Jones is one of the earliest and most influential 9/11 conspiracy theorists and has helped these ideas gain ground. Just a tip, if you find yourself in a crowd with Greene and Jones, it may be time to rethink a few things. Welcome back, podcast listeners. Now that we have taken a short time to go over the conspiracy theories, let's take the time to look into the top five conspiracies that are flying around the world today. The first conspiracy is that the Twin Towers were brought down by explosives and not planes. Within just a few hours of the attacks on the Twin Towers, perhaps the most well-known of all the conspiracy theories had already surfaced in an internet chat room. The author of the post likened the collapse of the North and South Tower to an act of controlled demolition due to the way the buildings fell so quickly and perfectly into their own footprint. After the dust had settled, theorists raised further evidence in the form of witness testimonies, citing reports of explosions being heard before the towers collapsed and derbies visibly shooting out from the lower levels of the building. When the official report stated that towers fell due to several structure damages caused by planes and resulting fires, conspiracy theorists, or truthers, as they are also known, argued that the fires did not burn long enough for 56 minutes, in this case of the South Tower, to cause a catastrophic collapse. Now, personally, you know, when I think about this conspiracy theory and you watch the videos and you watch the documentaries, you know, it just seems way, way, way too much, you know, it just can't happen. The fact that they fall straight down is just mind-blowing to me. And the fact that whenever I think of a building falling over, I almost think of it almost more like tipping over instead of exploding just and going straight down. Number two, a missile hit the Pentagon, not American Airlines Flight 77. So this one pertains to early video footage and photos taken from the scene that did not seem to show much evidence of plane wreckage. Theorists maintain this was evidence that the Pentagon was, you know, not struck by Flight 77, but by a missile or unmanned drone instead. They also argue that the structural damage to the building was too minor to have been made by a commercial airliner and questioned why the plane, piloted by an amateur, was even allowed to crash into the headquarters of the United States Department of Defense. Number three is United States Airline Flight 93 was shot down. Now, this is the one we talked about earlier that crashed into the field in Pennsylvania. According to official reports, the passengers on board Flight 93 attempted to take back the plane from the hijackers, and the subsequent struggle caused the aircraft to crash into an open field in Pennsylvania. As with the Pentagon attack, theorists state that little plane wreckage was actually discovered in the field of the crash site itself and was too small for an airliner that size, arguing that instead the plane was shot down by the military and so over a larger area it just would look like the plane was crashed instead of shot down itself. Next, we have the United States government knew about the attacks and stood the military down. A common belief amongst truthers, or conspiracy theorists that is that the North American Aerospace Defense, or the NORAD, deliberately ordered their fighter jets to stand down and allow the hijacked planes to reach their targets. America seemingly had the most powerful air force in the world, but failed to intercept any of the planes that day. Seems a little fishy to me. Which theorists believe is an addition of government conspiracy to let the attacks just go ahead and happen. You know, you may be thinking now, why would they do such a thing? But conspiracy theorists like myself and like you guys believe that the government just wanted to use the attacks to justify an invasion on Iraq and Afghanistan to secure oil interests. Number five, inside traders knew about the attacks. In the days preceding the attacks, an extraordinary amount of put options, investments that pay off when the stock price drops, meaning it goes down in money and value, were placed on the stocks of two airlines, American and United, which just seems to be, if you're following along, American Airlines and United Airlines were the aircrafts which were hijacked during 9/11. As such, some theorists believe, you know, that traders have been given advance warning of the attacks and were cashing out on a tragedy and just using such American tragedy and such a rough day to cash out on millions and millions of dollars.
Welcome back once again, conspiracy theorists.
Now that we've talked about the five most popular conspiracy theories regarding 9/11, and we've gone through a brief background information section of what 9/11 conspiracy theories consist of, I would like to take a look into my personal favorite conspiracy theory. This one contains to the Bank of Nova Scotia and their gold vault, located under the World Trade Center, Building 4. Workers at Ground Zero discovered a large amount of gold and other precarious metals stored below the ruins of the World Trade Center. As a derby is removed, they are able to access parts of the 16-acre World Trade Center basement, which drops 70 feet below ground level. Metals are stored in numerous vaults within this area. The London Times quoted that the quantity of these had been carefully guarded secret, but the estimate of $700 million worth of gold and silver in vaults belonging to COMEX Metals Trading Division of the New York City Mercantile Exchange. There appears to have been an attempt on 9/11 to break into the Comet Vault containing $200 million worth of metal belonging to the Bank of Nova Scotia. A government official involved in the recovery work says it looked like they used a blowtorch, a crowbar, but a bank spokesperson denies that there were any attempted break-ins. The bank later states that all of the silver, gold, platinum, and palladium stored in its vaults at 4 World Trade Center had been relocated to a depository in Brooklyn. Other gold is discovered in a service tunnel below World Trade Center 5, according to the London Times. New York City's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, angers firefighters when he decides to severely reduce the number of them that can search the remains at Ground Zero. Until now, up to 300 firefighters at this time have been involved in the search and recovery effort. Giuliani's decision will mean no more than 25 at a time can search the remains. With that amount of people, we will get nowhere on searching the 9/11, says the fire department. Scoop and dump operation is the next part I'd like to talk about. It's an operation to expedite the cleanup of Ground Zero in lieu of more time-consuming but respectful process of removing the derbies piece by piece in hope of uncovering more remains. So far, the bodies of the remains of 101 firefighters have been discovered. Out of the 343 who died at the World Trade Center on 9/11, according to the IAFF, the mayor refuses to even meet with local union presidents about the decision. I don't know what if you guys are getting at this here, but from this, I'm starting to speculate that they were trying to get that gold out of the World Trade Center before it had gone down on the morning of 9/11. They arrived a little too late and got stuck. But the part that's just, you know, mind-boggling to me is that these trucks and these cars with carrying the money were, you know, they were making their way out of the World Trade Center once things started to go terribly wrong. And if you do a little bit more of in-depth research and thinking, you know, it looks like there was someone trying to get out of there with the $750 million before the tower had collapsed. Now, the only way they would get that money out of there is knowing that there was going to be a collapse that day and knowing that something was wrong. With that being said, there must be someone behind this disastrous mess that will leave a footprint on American history for the rest of time. Thank you.